In other words, what we'd like to do at any point in time in this flow is focus on those areas where the biggest uncertainty exists. Now, one way to do that is to actually launch a number of these tasks in parallel. And the reason to do that, to do this concurrent design, is because counter to expectations, in this case, block B may have some surprises. Oh, by the way, block B could very well be the software that's expected to run on this hardware. And so when we're talking about concurrent design, it really says not only optimize your overall timeline, but also try to find issues that are going to have an application on any other part of the design, between the hardware and the software, between different blocks of hardware.